朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
今天早晨我要和大家分享的圣经从约翰福音开始。
This morning I want to share with you the scripture starting from the book of John.
大家看见今天我们的主题讲到神啊，我的神。
You see our theme this year is Oh God, my God.
而我们就定规头一季我们讲的题目讲敬拜。
The theme for the first quarter is to be a worshipper.
当我在那里祷告寻求主的时候，我想我们应该选什么经文呢？
When I pray and sought his face and I wonder what kind of scripture shall we based on?
圣经里有很多很多关于敬拜的经文。
There's many scriptures concerning about worshiping.
我想旧约里面很多很多，新约里面更多更多。
In the Old Testament there are so many scriptures about it, likewise in the New Testament that's even more.
但我就想到约翰福音第四章是主耶稣自己论到敬拜。
But I thought about John, chapter 4, Jesus himself talked about worship.
所以在我的信息里，我想这应该是一个非常，我们应该先看耶稣怎么样讲敬拜。
So in my message, I think that we ought to look at how Jesus viewed worship.
这段经文大家也非常熟悉。
I trust that you're all very familiar with this passage.
很多时候，很多人知道这段经文是耶稣基督跟这个撒玛利亚妇人对话所产生的。
Many of us know that this passage came out from the dialogue between Jesus and that Samaritan woman.
那这段经文，约翰福音第四章讲的是这个撒玛利亚妇人怎么信主的经过。
John chapter 4 talked about the process how the Samaritan woman came to believe the Lord.
那很多时候我们就觉得这段话好像加插进去，没有必要的。
Many a time we view this as an insert. It's not necessary to be in there.
但其实是有很大的关系。
Yet it's very related.
那这里所讲的，因为耶稣基督跟这个撒玛利亚妇人对话，也让我们明白什么叫做敬拜。
In the dialogue of Jesus and Samaritan woman, that helped us to understand what is worship.
所以我现在要求弟兄姊妹们，我们一起来读一段，读这段经文，从约翰福音四章十九节，我们可以读到二十四节。
I ask every one of us will read the Bible together, John chapter 4, verses 19 through 24.
好，这里刚才我们也唱了诗歌，时候将到，如今就是，真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他。
We sang that song just now, that now it's the time those who truly worship God will worship Him in spirit and in truth.
我们有些会很稀奇，当耶稣基督跟这个撒玛利亚妇人在谈话的时候，怎么这个话题转，妇人会提到敬拜的事情呢？
We may wonder that when Jesus talked with this Samaritan woman, how come the Samaritan woman turned the topic into talking about worshiping God?
而这里这个妇人所问的问题又是非常特别的。
And the woman asked very unique question.
他说你们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。
Our fathers worship on the mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem.
这里我们看见这个妇人一开始谈话的重点内容就是说在哪里敬拜。
The focus that when the woman first talking with Jesus is asking about where shall we worship?
他说是我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，你们倒说在耶路撒冷敬拜。
She said that our fathers worship on this mountain, but you claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem.
你也可以看见在这个对话中间，这个妇人不大服气，是不是？
You could see that this woman really didn't like that kind of answer.
很显然的，她跟犹太人中间是有些过节，他们撒玛利亚妇人，尤其这个妇人看见这撒玛利亚人跟犹太人有一些过节的。
Clearly, you could see some issues with.Reflected here as that the Samaritans and Jews do have some issues.
当他跟耶稣在那里对话之后，他不由得想起他们祖宗历史上所有一些的问题。
When she talked with Jesus, she couldn't help but reminded of the issues that her ancestors with Jews.
虽然她看出耶稣是先知，但是里面还是有很多的问题，提到说我们的祖宗跟你们祖宗不大一样的。
Though she realized that Jesus is prophet, that she mentioned that your ancestors and my ancestors are very different.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹们对撒玛利亚人和犹太人中间的过节了不了解。
I don't know if you know that the historic issues between Samaritans and Jews.
如果你读旧约圣经读得清楚，你就会明白，因为圣经里所有的答案都是准准确确告诉我们的。
If you study the Old Testament, you would understand because all the answers that the Bible had talked to us very clearly.
撒玛利亚并不是纯种的，我们说纯种的犹太人。
Samaritans are not pure Jews.
因为你看，当以色列人被掳了之后，那个亚述王把一些外邦人搬到撒玛利亚这个地方。
When the Israelites were in captive, that Assyrian king had moved Jews to Samaria.
原因是为什么呢？因为当以色列人搬走之后，那个地方就有几个狮子进去咬了很多人。
The reason for that is after Israelites moved out, lions went there to eat up many people.
我不晓得是人占了狮子地方，还是狮子占人的地方。
I don't know whether men occupy the place that belonged to lion or vice versa.
那么当然，这亚述君王说：“好，我派一些人进去住，那么就不会有狮子来了。”
The Assyrian king said that I'll send some people go there to stay there so that the lions would not be there.
所以他们把一些外邦人迁到撒玛利亚去。
So they moved Gentiles to Samaria.
那么撒玛利亚，他们说在这里敬拜的风俗是怎么样的呢？就他们就恢复了在撒玛利亚的敬拜。
So the Samaritan says that the tradition of their worship, that they resumed their worship in Samaria.
让那些有一些以色列人回去教导他们应当在那里怎么样敬拜神。
So some Israelites would teach them that how they should worship God.
所以你看这里所说撒玛利亚人他的纯种他就不是纯种的犹太人。
So that you know that Samaritans are not pure Jews.
不仅这样，这个撒玛利亚敬拜的方式是什么呢？
Not only so, that in Samaria, how do they worship God?
你再回去看旧约，在最早的时候，撒玛利亚跟以色列分从这个犹大分出来的时候。
That you go back to the Old Testament, as you can see that when Samaria departed from Judah.
当耶罗波安在北方立国的时候。
When Jeroboam established a kingdom in northern kingdom,
他就在撒玛利亚带进了金牛犊。
That he brought golden calf in Samaria.
在北方的国家里面，一个是蛋，在北方的，在最北面蛋，然后以后在撒玛利亚就有拜牛犊的事情。
So they have this tradition that in the northern country, then as well as in Samaria, that they worship golden calf.
那么耶罗波安为什么要在北方，在撒玛利亚，在他自己的国家来建立这个新的敬拜的制度，新的偶像呢？
Why did Jeroboam wanted to set up the new tradition in worshiping golden calf in his country?
因为他要用宗教的力量来巩固他的子民。
For he wanted to use religious power to firm up his people.
并且他说的话非常的恶毒。
But what he said was quite wicked.
他造了这个金牛犊之后就说，这就是领你们出埃及地的耶和华。
When he created that golden calf, he said to the people that this is the Jehovah that led you out of Egypt.
很多犹太人，很多以色列人没有知识的，就以为这真是他们所敬拜的神。
Many Jews, many Israelites do not have any knowledge.And they truly believe that this is the one who led them out of Egypt.
当然，也有些人真正认识神的，像利未人，他们就逃出来到南方，在耶路撒冷去敬拜。
Some truly know God, like Levites, that they just escaped to the southern kingdom to worship.
弟兄姊妹，所以你看，在撒玛利亚敬拜和在耶路撒冷敬拜是一个问题。
So the issue whether you worship God in Jerusalem or in Samaria.
那弟兄姊妹们，你知道这里的问题，一方面撒玛利亚不是纯种的犹太人，第二，照我们来看，照圣经来看，他们的敬拜方式也不是正确的方式。
So brothers and sisters, you realize the issue that number one, the Samaritans are not pure Jews. Secondly, is that they worship God. It's not the true, genuine, right way worshiping God.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看看耶稣基督的智慧。
Let us see how Jesus wisely handled this issue.
他有没有跟撒玛利亚妇人在这辩论，应当在哪里敬拜神呢？
Did he debate against the Samaritan woman that where shall you worship?
耶路撒冷是大君王，是神立民的居所。耶路撒冷有圣殿建造那里，在那里。
In Jerusalem, it's the great king that he set his people there, that there's holy temple.
在 耶路撒冷敬拜是天经地义的事情。
It is so, obvious, necessary to worship God in Jerusalem.
耶稣基督大可以坐下来说，妇人，你不懂，让我解释给你听。
Jesus Christ could sit down and say that, woman, you don't understand, let me explain this to you.
他可以引经据典把旧约讲得清清楚楚，告诉撒玛利亚妇人说，应当在哪里敬拜。
He could go by sight. All the references told the Samaritan woman clearly that where shall you worship?
但是耶稣有没有这样做
But Jesus do that way?
耶稣有没有这样知识
Did he have that knowledge?
他为什么不这样做呢
How come he didn't do that way?
所以我说这是耶稣的智慧
So I say this is Jesus' wisdom.
我们是要救人不是要救个道理
We want to save people, not to save the doctrine.
所以当我们传福音的时候千万要记住不要跟人辩论你把人辩赢了没有什么好处他不会信主。
So when we evangelize with to others that we need to know we shall not debate with others even though you can win the person over debate but the person may not come to the Lord.
但是耶稣有没有对这个问题置之不理呢
But did Jesus not bother to answer this question?
耶稣很巧妙地对这个妇人说话。
Very wisely Jesus said to this woman.
把这个问题呢转到不是对在什么地方敬拜而是对谁来敬拜。
So he shifted the focus from where do you worship to whom you worship.
弟兄姊妹你有没有听出来刚才我说这个撒玛利亚妇人在耶稣对话中间还有一些些敌意。
Did you hear what I say just now that the Samaritan woman still had some hostility towards Jesus in their dialogue?
他说我们的祖宗在这三堂礼拜你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。
What she say? She say this. Our fathers worship on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，你要晓得，每一个人做事都是自己以为对才这么样做的。
You know how when we do things, oftentimes we take a self-righteous attitude, then we will do it accordingly.
他因为自己以为对，才可以理直气壮的。
For they are to think that they're right and they can be so, outspoken.
虽然他所以为对的理由可能不正确，像这撒玛利亚妇人一样，他理直气壮说：“我们的祖宗告诉我们。”
Though what they think is right, but maybe the reason is not accurate. Like this Samaritan woman, she says that our fathers told us this way.
若干年以前，大概十五年以前。
Several years ago, about 15 years ago.
你知道那时候我们唱的诗歌都是很老的诗歌，还没有新的诗歌。
You know, back then we sang quite old hymns, not the contemporary songs.
那你知道我在 Orange County 那是第一个把新诗引到中国教会来的人。
In Orange County, I was one of the very first few ones to lead those contemporary songs to Chinese churches.
我遇见两个问题。
I encountered two problems.
一个是老年人不喜欢唱新诗。
One is the senior citizens don't like to sing the contemporary songs.
你知道第二问题是什么？
You know what's the second problem?
有些年轻人，他们的同学在美国教会，在本国人教会已经接受了新诗。
Some young folks that they go to American church, they accept contemporary songs.
他们认为我不会唱新诗。
They thought that I don't know how to sing the contemporary songs.
他们告诉我，新诗唱的要这样摇摇摆摆唱的。
They say that I have to have body motion to follow along the song.
哦，他甚至讲说你不懂什么叫 worship.
That they even say that 你不晓得什么叫敬拜。
Let me tell you, the young people are quite straightforward to me. They just told me point blank, you don't know how to worship, we do.
这些年轻人给我来说是非常的直接了当，他们说你不懂得怎么样子敬拜，但是我们懂得。
Did I have the wisdom of Jesus not to answer that?
那我有没有耶稣的智慧不这样给他们正面回答呢？
I didn't have the wisdom, but I feel humiliated.
我确实是有这样智慧，但是我觉得被他们侮辱了。
So I didn't know how to answer, so I didn't answer. It was not my wisdom.
所以我没有那样智慧，我不晓得怎么回答，所以我没有回答。
但是弟兄姊妹，我说这些敬拜的方式都是外面的。
But brothers and sisters, I say all these ways of worshiping that we see them externally.
你会拍手，会摇来摆去，这不表示你会敬拜。
You can clap, you can move around, it doesn't mean you know how to worship.
这里这个撒玛利亚妇人企图把这个重点放在一个外面的形式，在什么地方敬拜。
The Samaritan woman focused on the external manifestation. Where do you worship the ways of worshiping God?
但是耶稣回答说什么呢？
But what did Jesus answer?
他说妇人你当信我。
Jesus declared, believe me, woman.
时候将到。你们拜父也不在这山上也不在耶路撒冷。
A time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem.
耶稣非常巧妙地把这个重点从一个地方转到 人的身上。
Very wisely, Jesus shifted from the focus of place to a person.
弟兄姊妹，你读读看前面第十九节里面妇人的话怎么说。
As you read in verse 19, how does this woman say?
妇人说，我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，你们倒说应当礼拜的。是在应当礼拜的地方，是在耶路撒冷。
The woman said, "Our fathers worship on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem."
刚才我在后面跟陈弟兄就说眼睛不太好，手不够长了，这个看不见字啊。
Just now I talked to James, he says that his eyesight is not that great.
他说
his arms are not long enough, he couldn't see the caps.
把东西放地上就好了。
And then Kathy then says that you can lay your Bible on the floor, then you can see.
我的确圣经也看不太清楚哈。
I really cannot read that clearly either.
但你们圣经读得清楚人告诉我。
But those who can see the Bible, read Bible clearly, tell me.
这里说礼拜有没有讲到对象啊？
Here, did it talk about the object that we worship?
你们年轻人读读看有没有讲到对象？
有
没有对象有没有讲到？
Read it and tell me whether here talk about the object that we worship.
你看中文也可以看英文哈，有没有讲对象？
在十九节里面
有没有讲敬拜
对象？ Verse 19, did she talk about the object, the one that they worship towards?
有没有讲到对象？
Did it talk about?
啊、我耳朵也不好了，你们讲大
声一点。My ears are not that great. Speak up loudly.
有没有讲到对象敬拜的对象
？They talk about to whom they worship.
十九节不是后面，十九节有没有
？Yes or no? Subsequent verses. Verse
19. Definitely no, huh?
完全没有吗
？Definitely no.、Right?
一定没有的吗？
你知道中文圣经、英文圣经翻译的不错的。
You know that Chinese and English Bibles are translated great.
因为在原文里面也没有。
For the original text, it didn't mention anything either.
我们常常批评说圣经翻的不好，圣经翻的这个不好，那个版本不好，好的地方没有讲呢。
Oftentimes we talk about the translation here is not good. That one part is not good, but the good parts we rarely mention about it.
弟兄姊妹，约翰福音第四章十九节，他有没有翻礼拜的对象？
John verse 19, did they talk about to whom they worship?
中文翻译很传神的，不翻敬拜，翻礼拜啊。
Chinese translation is great, is attending the worship, not talking about worship itself.
因为这个礼拜是说说一个仪文。
It talks about the sacrament.
所以这里说，撒玛利亚夫人在那里说，我们的祖宗告诉我们，我们的祖宗在这个山上礼拜，你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷，这个争执点的地方。
So the point of the debate is that our forefathers told us to worship on this mountain, but you say the place that we must worship is in Jerusalem.
耶稣提醒他真正的敬拜不是地方，是对象的问题。
Jesus reminded her that the genuine true worship is not concerning about the place, rather it's to whom you worship.
主耶稣提出来说，你们拜父。
Jesus says that you worship the Father.
二十一节说你们拜父。
When you will worship the Father,
也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。
Neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem.
所以说很巧妙，把这个问题的重点离开了一个争执的考虑，而带进一个新的主题：到底你在敬拜谁
？Very wisely, Jesus moved from the point of debate where to worship to the focus that.Whom do you worship?
也许你读二十一节，你还不大相信。我讲读二十节还不大相信，二十一节还不大相信我所讲的这转移，这个耶稣基督转移的巧妙。
Perhaps on verse 21, as you read it, you probably will not believe that how smooth and wisely Jesus shift the focus.
你看二十二节怎么说的
？Verse 22 it says this way:
你们所拜的，你们不知道；我们所拜的，我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。
You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know. For salvation is from the Jews.
耶稣真正是要把话题从一个地方转到人身上。
Really, Jesus wanted to shift the focus from place to whom we worship.
耶稣说你们所拜的你们不知道。
Jesus said that you do not know who you worship.
我们所拜的我们知道。
We worship what we do know.
弟兄姊妹，为什么我们敬拜啊？
Brothers and sisters, why do we worship?
不是因为我们在什么地方敬拜，生命泉教会真的了不起，是个敬拜的好地方，是不是这样？
It's not where we worship, it's not like River of Life Community Church, it's a great place to come and worship.
而是因为我们知道我们敬拜的是谁。
Rather that we know whom we worship.
这里耶稣讲的话真是很简单，他说你们拜父。
What Jesus says is very succinct. You worship the Father.
为什么耶稣说父？
Why did Jesus say the Father?
因为这位接受敬拜的对象是耶稣的父。
Because the one who receives worship is the Father of Jesus.
他所称呼，口里所称的父，对耶稣有极为亲切，极为重要的意义。
What he calls the Father that has a close, very significant, important meaning to Jesus.
他能够很自然说出来，敬拜父。
He could naturally say that to worship the Father.
弟兄姊妹们，在这个点上，中国人太严谨了，不能叫父。
Brothers and sisters, Chinese are so serious about this issue. We can call the Father.
我们通常说什么？至少加个神呢，父神呢。
Oftentimes we added God the Father.
你看，在英文里面祷告很自然 ，Our Heavenly Father， 我们的父。
In English, it's so natural, it flows out as our Heavenly Father, our Father.
我听弟兄姊妹们听中国人用中文祷告的，很少一开始说父啊。
As I heard Chinese to pray, rarely that they use Chinese to begin with, they would call him Father.
而是说，至少说神啊。
Start with God.
是不是这样？
Is that
我的观察、
right?
对不对？
Is my observation right?
但是在这个观察的背后的结论是什么？
But the conclusion behind my observation is,
中国人的文化比较畏惧那种亲密的关系。
We Chinese culture often are afraid of that sense of intimacy.
甚至有些时候对我们真正肉身的父亲也是因为这个畏惧的关系而保持一点距离。
Even for our earthly father, because of sense of fearfulness that we maintain some kind of distance.
在我看在这里新聪跟他的父亲母亲关系最好了。
As I see that Eddie really have great relationship with his parents.
但是我看呢新聪跟他的妈妈还靠近一点，因为妈妈做好吃东西。
I see that Eddie is actually closer to his mother because his mother is a great cook.
我不晓得是不是这样哈。
I don't know whether that's true.
在你们关系中间，是不是跟父亲的关系好像不如跟母亲的关系
？In your relationship, is that you have a closer relationship with your mom than with your father?
但是这里耶稣的话鼓励我们跟我们的父有一个非常亲密的关系。
But here, what Jesus said really encourages us to have a close, intimate relationship with our Father.
真正的敬拜是从关系，是从亲密的关系里面产生的。
True worship comes from the relationship, that intimate relationship.
当然，亲而不暇，中国人说不能够没有分寸。
Of course, to have that close relationship, but yet, to know the right way.
当我们敬拜神的时候，因为从我们个人和他亲密的关系里面，我们说他是我的父。
But as we worship God from our intimate relationship with God, we know that He is our Father.
他不仅是因为创造成了我的父。
Not only through creation, He is my Father.
更因为救恩成了我的父，救赎的关系，他成了我的父。
But more so because of that redeeming relationship, the salvation, He is my Father.
你知道在旧约里面，神最渴望的就是以色列人是他的儿子。
You know, in the Old Testament, God really desired for the Israelites to be His sons.
他说我要做你的父，你要做我的子。
He says that I'll be your father, you'll be my children.
当初大卫听见这句话的时候，一个直接的想法，我们读圣经就以为说他要把所罗门收为他的儿子。
When we heard, when David heard this, that for us, as the first reaction is that he wanted Solomon to be his son.
我不知道我讲这个话弟兄姊妹知不知道我所引用的是大卫要建圣殿的时候拿单对他启示对他所说的话以后神对大卫启示我要做他的父他要做我的子。
I don't know if you know this context that when, David intended to build a temple for God, Prophet Nathan told him about this. And then at the time, God says that I'll be his father, he will be my son.
如果你不清楚可以回去看撒母耳记。
If you don't know this, go back to refer to the first book of Samuel.
但是神不仅在那里对 大卫说这样的话。
Not only did God say to David at the time,
很多很多次的时候神借着摩西对整个以色列人讲，说我要做他的父，他要做我的儿子。
Many times that God through Moses in the Old Testament, often God repeatedly say that I'll be his father, he will be my son.
因为神渴望要以色列人跟他有个亲密生命的关系。
For God desired for Israelites to have that intimate, close life relationship with him.
就是当以色列人一再背弃神的时候，何西阿书里面也这样说。
Even when Israelites repeatedly rebel against God in the book of Hosea, that it also says something like this.
那里神的愤怒说，要给他们起名叫罗罗罗阿米罗罗哈马。
At the time that God was very angry with them and wanting to name them differently.
意思说，不是我的儿女，我不要他们做我的子民。
Which means that they are not my children. I don't want them to be my people.
但是在神回心转意说是要给他们改名叫阿米叫路哈马。
But yet when God regretted that he wanted to change their names,
他们要做我的子民，要做我的儿女。
They shall be my people, they shall be my children.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见没有，在这里神渴望我们跟他有一个像父子一样亲密的关系。
So brothers and sisters, you realize that here God really desires for us to have a father-son relationship with him.
到新约的时候更是这样子，我们每个人都是神的儿子。
That is even so in the New Testament, that every one of us is the child of God.
约翰福音第一章就告诉我们说，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就给他们权柄做神的儿子。
John chapter 1 says that yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
我知道在那里翻作儿女，中文翻作儿女，我特别讲儿子，因为我们现在讲儿子。
We know that they're talking about daughters and sons, but I especially say that it's the sons.
弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？神渴望借着救恩的原则，借着救恩的关系，叫我们确定跟他中间个人一个亲密的程度。
Brothers and sisters, you realize that God really desires through the relationship of the salvation or the principle that God really desires for us to have that father and child, daughter, son's close relationship with Him.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。